الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أكرمنا بعشر ذي الحجة وفضل العباد فيها على سائر الأوقات، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجال على كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق. وقال الله عز وجل: ملة أبيكم إبراهيم هو سماكم المسلمين. وفي شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite and abundant praise, complete glory, praise and perfection is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we send our peace and blessings upon our noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and upon his noble and beautiful family, upon the illustrious companions, and upon our forefather Abina Ibrahim alayhi salam. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all on this blessed, sacred and noble day of Jumu'ah. And as we are on the precipice of entering into one of the most sacred, noble months of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of Zilhijj, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of those who have taken their steps towards Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Haram, towards Baytullah, towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every single one of their steps and accept every single one of their du'as and alleviate the problems, the suffering, the difficulties of the Muslim Ummah and also of humanity throughout the world. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, we all know the story of Zulhijj, the month of Zulhijj, the sacredness of Zulhijj, and we also know the importance of Zulhijj in terms of its relation to the Hajj and what we need to do in terms of performing the rites and rituals. But all of these things actually come from a place, but rather they come from an individual who is known as our forefather, the grandfather, you could say in one manner, but our patriarch, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And inshaAllah al-Aziz, today rather than just talk about the rituals of Hajj and the things that we have to do, which all of us, alhamdulillah, know to some degree, I'd like to focus more on the person behind Hajj and how it came about, and also how he is remembered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, first and foremost, is one of the most illustrious illustrious prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is known as the patriarch of Islam, because whenever the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would describe him, would mention him, he would always say, your father, your forefather, your grandfather in one manner, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah. So if we actually look at our heritage, we look at our identity, we look at our legacy, we actually trace it back, the roots of us and our identity is traced back to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And so are the foundations of our religion, the establishment of our religion, traced back to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. If you look on a cursory note, you see that the establishment of Makkah that we have today is because of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, him following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ In a barren, desolate valley, in the middle of nowhere, he took his family, following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein there was no cultivation, no agriculture, no livestock, nobody lived there. There was no civilization, no existence, not even a drop of water. But he went there to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Kaaba that we have here today, it was built by our forefather Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. So this is who we are. We our identity is Makkatul Mukarrama, is Madinatul Munawwara, is Islam, and it comes back from the roots of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, his sacrifices. Just like our elders here, when they have something, they say, Puttar, I didn't do this. It was because of your father or your grandfather or your great-grandfather. They did all of these things. They laid down the foundations. Because of that, that enabled me to become who I am and enabled me to do something for you. So we all trace our roots back to a pioneer who began something, who did something, which enabled us to achieve what we are today. So Zamzam that we all love, Zamzam that we love to go and drink, love to shower in, to bathe in. This is also from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son. The tawaf that we have, the Safa and Marwa, in its physical form that we have, the place of Mina, the Muzdalifa and Arafah, the Jamarat, and including Eid al-Adha, all of these are sha'air, all of these are symbols, all of these are reminders of the characteristics, of the traits, of the actions and the deeds and the sacrifices of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran that we reveal to you, ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded and revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that follow the religion, follow the path, follow the methodology, follow the real way, the humanistic way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Why? Because he inclined towards the truth. He did all of those things that were natural. He did all of those things that were according to the fitrah, to the human disposition of insan. He did those things that were pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we follow the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by submitting and surrendering to Allah azza wa jal. And the best way was through Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, who inclined towards the truth in spite of his family, in spite of his community, in spite of all of the things that he faced. He sacrificed and forsaked all of that and continued to remain steadfast on the truth and follow the truth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ And he was not one of those who associated a partner or a being whatsoever with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they say to us all the time, be true to your roots, remember who you are, remember where you came from, and remember not just who you are now, but remember where you came from. Similarly, our identity, it came originally from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we need to remember this legacy the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to. And this is why we do the Hajj year on end. Why? To remember the legacy, the sacrifices of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So just a bit about Ibrahim alayhi salam, so that gives you more context and more understanding of the month of Zulhijjah, and also in relation to the rites and rituals of Zulhijjah and the day of Arafah, the Mina, Muzdalifah, and the day of Hajj. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is mentioned explicitly, specifically by name over 60 times, approximately 69 times in the Quran. And also a beautiful quality that he has that other prophets do not have is that he has the most du'as recorded in the Quran. Again and again, Rabbana atina fi dunya, Rabbana faqfil, and all these other du'as that start with Rabbana. Majority of these du'as are mentioned and stated by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this is a very important thing, because whenever we do these du'as, we just think that yes, it's a Quranic du'a, but it actually came from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So again, the importance of legacies, of heritage, of history, of your roots, and uncovering actually why do we do these things, why do we say these things, who actually said these things, and the beauty behind all of these du'as, actually from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And they were beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such a degree that Allah azza wa jal recorded them for infinity, forever within the Quran, for us to remember, for us to recite again and again. Whenever we do those du'as, a portion of that barakah and that blessing and that reward goes back to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Similarly, the rituals of Hajj, the Jamarat, the Mina, the Muzdalifah, the Arafat, and all of these things that we do, these are min irsi abikum Ibrahim. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said that follow the sha'air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are from the legacies, from the heritage and the history of your father, forefather, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So it's very important for us to do things, but do things with meaning. Understand why we are doing things. Just like when you pray salah, don't just pray salah and bow down and go into sajda and do ruku. Do these things because it was done by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because it was taught to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was beloved, all of these positions, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read those du'as, the Quranic verses, because they have a context, they have a meaning, they have a story behind it. If you tell your child something meaningful from your past, because you put emotions and feelings and your experiences behind that story, it will be meaningful and that child will remember that. But if you just say something arbitrary, something normal, they won't remember that because it has no meaning, no connection with them. So we have to have emotional connections with the Quran. We have to have emotional connections with our rituals and our rites, whether they are salah, whether they are the month of Ramadan, or whether they are in Umrah or Hajj. Have these connections. You can only have these connections when you uncover their roots and say, this is what it meant to my father, this is what it meant to my mother, and they did this. You know the ada of our parents, the habits of our parents, and we say, oh, I love doing this. Why? Because my mum used to do this, my dad used to do this, and then you carry on those habits because they mean something to you. To anybody else, it won't mean anything. Similarly, all of the rites of Hajj, things that we do in our salah, in our ibadah, they should mean something to us. They should have a deep connection with us. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would constantly remind the Sahaba ikram that these are from the legacies of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Do them with love, do them with meaning, do them with devotion, because these are the things that were beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was the first Prophet of Allah azza wa jal to build the Kaaba in its form that we see here today, the one to claim the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know the verses of the Quran that are mentioned in relation to this, to build the Kaaba, to clean the Kaaba, and so that allows people to come to visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to develop the initial community, the embryonic community that lived there, that enabled the birth and the coming and the advent and the arrival of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He was one of the first prophets to use logic and reason and intellect to argue with the oppressors of his time and to make them think and make them reason and reflect and say, look, this is what you are saying, but this doesn't make sense. You worship all of these things, but look, they have no value. They can't talk to you. They can't do any benefit or harm to you. How can you worship all of these things? And we see and we read the stories of this in relation to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and those tyrants of his time in debating and arguing and having this discourse and using that intellect. He was the one who traveled extensively for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between modern day Syria and between Palestine, between Sham, and all of these places. He traveled constantly to propagate the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the one at the forefront, being able and willingly able, even in his old age, to sacrifice his most beloved thing that he had physically on earth, which is his son, willing to sacrifice that in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result of all of these things that he did as a pioneer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records him as Inna Ibrahima kana umma, that he was the equivalent of an entire nation. Do you know individuals have different qualities? You may be very good in your science, you may be very good in your engineering, you may be very good in various different departments, but you will rarely find one individual being able to cover all of these different fields and traits. But Ibrahim alayhi salam was so versatile, he was so dynamic, and he was a pioneer of his time that he was described as an entire nation. All of the qualities and the beauty, the resilience, the patience, the fortitude, all of the strength that he had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he is equivalent of an entire nation. Yet here we are as individuals, we have so much to our avail, but in spite of that, we will never be saying, recognize that this is person the equivalent to 100 people, or he's the equivalent to 1,000 people. He was the equivalent to an entire nation. This is how he described from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at the dua that he did, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. That he called people on to Hajj, to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at how his dua, we may not see the fruits of our labor during our lifetime, or in our children, or even in the children after that. But if you do something sincere for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will never be wasted. It will never go down the drain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always accept that particular good deed. And here we see thousands and thousands of years later, how millions and millions of Muslims now are paying heed and calling and responding to the call of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam from every corner of the earth, from different colors and cultures and backgrounds, and they are all going there, striving and following in the footsteps of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So his message reminds us as a message of hope, that in spite of the difficulties that you face in your dunya, you have to persevere. You have to continue to have faith and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to be strong-minded and strong-willed, and trust and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life is full of challenges, of difficulties, and things that we can never expect. But if you keep your faith firm in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can take on some characteristics like Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and you can get through all of the challenges in your life. Generally in life, we all want to be recognized. This person is a doctor, this person is an engineer, this person is X, Y, and Z. We all want to be recognized by certain characteristics, certain qualities, and we want to be remembered. We want to be followed by our children. We want our legacies to continue. We want to say, such and such person, eh changa kam kar gaya, eh kar gaya zindagi eh changa. We want, this is how insan is, the fitrah of insan is. It wants to be recognized, and it wants to be remembered, and you want your legacy to continue. This is why you marry. This is why you have children. It's innate within you. You want yourself in one way or another to continue. But look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognizes Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showcases the qualities of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. We will see that in the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost describes him as Khalilullah, which is a great title, a great honor, a great appellation given to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this was only given to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam in the highest of stages. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his Khalil. And a Khalil is someone who's extremely close, extremely intimate, an exclusive friend. You have VIP, then you have VVIP, and you have something far beyond that. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that he's no ordinary individual that I've created. He's no ordinary man, he's no ordinary prophet. He is my Khalil. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, I have selected and chosen him, and he has sacrificed his life and everything, and then I am giving him this particular honor. But how will we be recognized by our children, by our cousins, by our community members? How will we recognize on the day of Qiyamah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the true servant and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the true followers of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or just riffraff, or just individuals who came and they fulfilled the shahawat and their desires and they lived their life and that's it? How will you be recognized and remembered and described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Again, furthermore in the Quran, look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam as the most truthful one. The highest of all praise was establishing Ibrahim alayhi salam's status as the most truthful. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. We all remember Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, and we call out to his veracity and to his truthfulness in every single manner. But this true title was first and foremost given to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he was a true Siddiq. veracious in every single one of his statements, truthful in every single one of his statements, and his actions and his deeds. In other verses of the Quran, we learn from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. And these are the darajat, these are the ranks of people in Jannah. The highest rank is given to the Nabiyeen, the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ones immediately after the prophets and the messengers are the Siddiqeen. Then after it follows as the Shuhada and then the Saliheen. But look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is boosting the maqam and the status of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that not only is he a Nabi, but he is also the most truthful. It doesn't mean that other ones weren't truthful, they were. But in terms of his veracity, in terms of his honor and maqam and status, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him this extra boost as well. So he has Siddiq in every single moment of his life. He didn't care whether it was his father or uncle or family, whoever was in front of him, he always spoke the truth. We think 10 times before speaking the truth about your beard, about your libas, about your family, about your identity, about your deen, about you, because you're worried about your job, your family, your community, your image, all of these things we're worried about. And then we mix and manipulate and change and move things or omit things just so that it makes life more livable for us. But Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam told it as it was. Doesn't matter who was in front of him, whether a tyrant, whether a person who claimed to be God himself or anything else, he always spoke the truth. And this is why he was given that title by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for his words, for his actions, for his charity. And there was no discrepancy whatsoever between what he felt and his iman, and also his actions and his words. He was always sound of heart. And this is something that we need to try to achieve in our lifetimes as well. Become close and intimate friends to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or at least become the true servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become from amongst the shuhada and the saliheen and the siddiqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look, you know, when you love somebody or somebody is extremely honorable to you, then you give them so many titles and descriptions. This is my beloved, most kind, most generous, most merciful, most this. We give all of these lamijuri titles, especially, do you know when all these ulama come on stage, they have like 10 lines before it comes to the actual name. Just get to their name. Let them achieve their actual true name, let alone all of these other additional titles. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is given all of these titles, not by any other individual, but only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's worthy of it. He's actually achieved all of these particular qualities. He was described as earlier on, again, as by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as an entire nation. Inna Ibrahima kana umma qanitan lillahi hanifan wa lam yakun minal mushrikeen shakiran li an'amihi ijtabahu wa hadahu ila siratin mustaqim. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again gives him that title and describes him as the equivalent of an entire nation. This is how much resolve, how much strength, how much yaqeen. And these are the things that he achieved during his lifetime. What I can achieve as an individual, what we can achieve as a masjid, as a community, what we can achieve as a nation is something far greater than as an individual. But what Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam achieved was the equivalent of an entire nation. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him as the most distinguished one, because he has the more du'as, as I mentioned at the beginning in the Quran, than any other prophet. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, make this place, make this balad, make this city a place of safety and security, and provide provisions and risk to all of those people of the inhabitants here, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the final day as well. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. This dua that every single one of us recites in our salah every single day, this is the root, this is the heritage, this is the link that connects us back to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we should try to put meaning in our salah, meaning in our du'as when we are praying, and you'll see that your salah, you have more enjoyment in your salah, you have more lazza, more shawq in your ibadah. رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send forth the last, the final, and the most perfect prophet of Allah azza wa jalla, the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So look at how We are described. Some people might say kharus hai, budda hai, ye hai, wo hai. This is how we describe that this person is stingy, this person is arrogant, this person is harsh, this person is intelligent, this person is this. We have all of these descriptions. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described His beloved as a khaleel, as a siddiq, as an ummah, as the most distinguished one, the most honorable one, described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is described as the chosen one with the standard of righteousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the dunya. And from the hereafter, he will be from the most righteous servants and slaves and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is all of the descriptions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. But that doesn't mean that he just got these descriptions and these accolades and titles, just that. You know, when we're born into a good khandan, or our, you know, parents, somebody that we know, our politicians, then it just becomes nepotism. You are who you are, you get your honor and your izzah because of your family. No, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had to earn every single bit of those accolades and titles and those honors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the most heavily tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can see his trials when he was thrown into the fire, when he was abused and neglected, and all of these things throughout his life, where he had to sacrifice his own son and tempted by the shaitan, and all of these things, his family, wealth, health, everything he gave for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing comes easy, but our religion, our identity, all of this original roots are from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam is ever living, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recorded it and safeguarded it. And we remember him as always forbearing. We remember him as the most patient. We remember him constantly turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the most loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the truthful one, the khalil of Allah, the nation, the distinguished one. All of these describe Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the question I want to pose to all of you here today is, what will your legacy be? What will my legacy be as an individual? Because all of us will be raised as individuals. You won't be raised with your family, etc. You'll all be, your hisab, your kitab is as an individual. This is the legacy. This is how he's remembered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by us today, recorded there in the Quran, remembered by the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Ask yourselves this, because if you don't ask it, nobody else will. But on the day of Qiyamah, you'll realize, well, I should have asked this question for myself. What will your legacy be? How will you be remembered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How will you be remembered after you pass away? How are you remembered? How will you be followed, whether you will be followed or not? And how will you be recognized, be seen? How Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah, was recognized, remembered, and followed by the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We need to do similar things and follow in his footsteps in order to ensure our protection and safety and success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to do that. Jazakumullahu khaira. Kuch zaruri elanat aap hazrat samat farma le. Sabse pehle to